Vayter in Shas and Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, picking it up on Kuf Yud Dalet, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down by the two dots, Toshima. So we had mentioned yesterday that if you have a child that's involved in eating nevelas, so you don't have to do anything, you have to stop him from doing an avayda. So now the Gemara is going to see, is that really true? Toshima, let's take a look. Let's say you have a guy that comes, he wants to go and put out a Shabbos. Put out a fire on Shabbos. This is by a house of a Yid. Ain omrim lo kabe. You're not allowed to tell the guy, put out the fire. You can't do such a thing. Ve'al t'chabe. And you wouldn't need to tell them, don't stop, don't put it out. Guy wants to do it, he can do it. Doesn't want to do it, doesn't have to do it. Be'finish ain shvisa so aleim. The shvisa of a guy is not upon you, meaning that there's something called shvisa's Shabbos. Now you have to stop things from doing. You can't have like your animals working for you or your servants working for you or something like that. But the shvisa of a nachri is not upon you on a yid. You're not musar on shvisas of a guy. That's not considered your particular evet. Okay. However, katan avalachabas, we have a yid who's a kid. A yid who's a kid who comes to go put out the fire. Omelo, the same, atachabas, don't do it. Shvisaso, aleim, the shvisa is upon you. So how could we say before that you don't have to stop a yid from doing something even if he's a katan? Here we see you do. Rabbi Yochanan ba'osal das aviv. That's talking about a case where a kid's doing it on the das of his father. Rashi says shatina k'tzope ba'aviv. He's looking at his father. V'roa shenoach l'bakach. He sees, oh, he likes that. Aviv omer alav. V'dahavik ilu hu mitzaveu lasos. His father's saying it's like he's committing to do it. Aval hanach. The maftechos, the story of Yitzchak Bar Bisma that we spoke about in the other daf, that they never even told the kid in the first place of what's going on over there, so therefore they wouldn't even know that they're doing such a thing, so that's why they're allowed to do it. So only when they're doing al das aviv, that's going to be a problem, because then you're the one encouraging to do it. The kavasei gabi over kachavim, says the Gemara, then why is it okay by the guy? Because the guy is also dos al das Yisrael. He's doing it al das Yisrael. He sees it's the Jew sitting there, and he's happy with the fact that he's doing it. He's not stopping him. Mishari, is that one going to be okay? Is that allowed? Nah. You know what? Not nah on your objection here, because it is allowed. Why? Because over kachav, madai tedin afshav. He's doing it for his own good. Rashi explains that I feel below yidias Yisrael, over kachav, miskavin la'nasa, shodeh, shkito schar. He knows he's going to get some sort of schar for this. He's going to get paid for it. He'll get some reward. Therefore, he's doing it for himself and not for the Jew. Toshima, let's try to back it up. That you don't have to stop a Jew, a katan, from doing it. Ben Chaver. Chaver, we've discussed in the past, is the type of fellow who's very intense about doing mitzvahs in the highest form, highest way. So he takes off everything he has to do, trumas and maizos and everything good like that. So Ben Chaver, the son of a Chaver, Sharaga Lelech Eitzel Avir Imo Am Haaretz, who goes to visit his Lelech Eitzel Avi Imo, the father of his mother, who is an Am Haaretz. That's a person who's clearly going to be less intense when it comes to the idea of mitzvos. Ein choshen shemiach lena devarim she'enu misukanim. We're not worried that maybe he's going to give him something to eat. That's enu misukanim, enu meusarin, says Rashi, that didn't take off, the mice just weren't taken off from it. But we do know the rules that if you have stuff that's coming from an amaretz, that we're worried that maybe the stuff wasn't taking off of it. So what does it mean, choshen? We're not worried about the fact that he's going to go and give him something that's not okay, but it could be that maybe the kid himself took, or whatever it may be. So much to be able to pay us, if that kid comes home and he has a pears in his hands and he's got the food that came from grandpa, ain zokaklo. Yes, he doesn't have to go ahead and, Rashi says, litol himenu, to take it from him. He doesn't have to take it away from him. Which means to say that even if maybe this is something which is demai, which we don't know what the process, we don't know whether it's take off or not, we don't have to take it away from him. Oh, so you see, like Rapadah said, then you have to worry about the katan. Our Rabbi Yochanan said, but demai hikilu. So no, there were meiko when it came to the idea of demai. No raya from there. Because we're really just strict when it comes to the idea of demai. It's a chumra altogether, maybe because we say rov ha'maratzim, they are ma'as, and they do take off from chumas and ma'asos. But over here, so we say like, okay, maybe he didn't, but all right, the answer is maybe he did, so if we leave it. At the time of the demai, you know, we come along, let's come against this. The only reason why we're okay with the fact that this kid has is because it's demai. Havada, it would come to chois, what comes out of you knew for sure that this is something that was tevel. Ba la suri, it would make sure that you have to take off maitzer before this kid can go and eat it. which comes pretty much against Rav Yochanan over there, who say was coming to answer up and say, no, but the Maya Kilo, he says, no, obviously now it flips the other way. That is, it seems to be saying, because only because it's the Maya, but it would be Vaday that you would actually have to take it off. Rav Yochanan said, where the fire stick was the only reason why it was also for him to do it. He had to stop him because he was doing it in his father's das, which would mean what? That if he was doing it from his own das, you wouldn't have to stop him. But over here, it seems to be saying that the reason why you stop him is because you don't stop him because it's demai, but if it were to be vada, you do stop him. So I don't get it. Do we stop a katan from doing something not okay? Seems like he first says that you only stop him doing something not okay if he's doing it because of his father, but it's for himself that you don't have to stop him. And over here, he seems to be saying that he's doing it for himself, and yet you still have to stop him. So which one is it? Says Gemara, El Rav Yochanan Sfuke Misafkele. He was a Mesupak. He wasn't sure whether or not you have to stop the kid or not. Koyahacha Madri. Koyahacha Madri. So when he was involved with the discussion about the fire situation, you know, can the kid, is he allowed to, you know, put out the fire, not put out the fire? He was able to knock off the raya by saying that the reason why he had to stop is because he's doing it to his father. But over here now, it's a flip. When he was dealing with the other case, with the idea of Tevel, he was able to go ahead and throw it the other way to say that, no, only by Demai were the Mako, but if not, then he'd have to go ahead and we'd have to stop him. So he wasn't sure which way to go. So for he basically showed both directions. I don't know, but don't think this is a raya. Don't think that this is a raya. Let's try again to bring a raya. This time we're going to try to bring a raya to show again, continuing, that you don't have to stop the kid. Toshima, ben chaver, kohen. Let's say if the son of a chaver who happens to also be a kohen, says the Braza, Sharagalil Chitzlaviyav Aimo, he goes to visit his father, the father of his mother, and again, we are, and Kohen Ama Aretz, he is a Kohen Ama Aretz. Ein Choshesh and Shem Yechlein Truma Tamei, we don't have to worry that his grandfather is going to give him Truma, which is Tamei. Rashi brings the Truma Tamei as Aser for a Kohen to eat. We saw that earlier in Daf Ein Gimel Amud Beis, Lael Ein Gimel Beis. So Shem Yechlein Truma Tamei, we don't have to worry about. Matzah B'yad Peres, if you find fruit in his hands, Ein Zakaklo, you don't have to stop him from going ahead and partaking of it. Says the Gemara, Bitruma. Oh, hold on. So what do we see? Again, we're not worried that he's going to take it, that he's going to feed it to him, but he may have taken something from the house. And yet, if you find the food over there, now this is even a Suffolk Daraisa now that he's doing. So, Ein Zakik Lo, you don't have to stop him from doing it. If you have a raya, that what? Kum Tuchoi. You don't have to stop a kid from doing the Avaidi. Says the Gemara, Bitruma Durabanan. No, we're talking about a case of Truma Durabanan. So, therefore, here it's the Durabanan ticket then. And yeah, everyone would say when it comes to the Durabanan ticket then that you're not worried. Truma Derabanan, by the way, what does that mean? That means things that are taking not necessarily from Eretz Yisrael, from things around Eretz Yisrael that would take off Truma, that's Derabanan, or things that are beyond the five minim, what do you call wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt, and grapes and olives. But there are other things also, different fruits, different vegetables are put into that. That's a machlokas. We shall know about exactly what it is. But the point is, we're talking about Truma Derabanan. So you have no raya. Toshima, let's go a little further. Let's try to find a raya. Yonei Tino. Veholich, a child is allowed to nurse. From who? Yonatin veholich may avodis kochavim and behave tamea. They're able to go ahead and nurse from a non-Jewish woman and from an animal. Right? They have milk also from an animal, which is a behemoth tamea, a non-kosher animal. Ve'in choshen biyonik sheketz, and we're not worried that by doing that, he's not considered doing something which is disgusting. Rashi says ve'in choshen lomish hu yonik sheketz. And therefore it should be us to do. But you're not allowed to feed to him. You're not allowed to give him a nevela or a trefa or any of these type of things. Rashi says, B'yadayim, Dvar Masurim. Chalov behema tamea aser begadol midaraisa. It's all Rashi. It's also midaraisa for a gadol, for you and I, assuming you're a gadol, to have to drink the milk from the animal. Tanafka lemi gamal beis pa'amim perakam et b'chars. We learn now from a lashon of gamal over there. We kulan yonik mehem, but from all of them, meaning a guy and from all these animals, the baby is allowed to be yonik and nurse. Afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, u'begadol asar. When it comes to a gadol. And by gadol over here, we don't mean actually a gadol from 12 years and older, but we mean from a child that's an older child, it's going to be usher from do it. Abba Shalom, he says, no gana yinu shiyon kimi behemet tahor abiyom tov. We would go ahead and we allow the babies to nurse from animals that were kosher on Yontif. Katanya Mia, but still Mia, what did we come out with? An Echoshin Bionik Sheketz. We're not worried that he's drinking Yonik, he's nursing something disgusting, which would be us, sir. So we see that what? We don't stop the kid, we don't stop him from doing it. Says Gemara, no, that's not a right to anything. Why? Because Hasim Shim Sakana. Ashishim Lo Yonik Yomos Bitsame. If the kid doesn't nurse, he's gonna end up dying of thirst. Therefore, we have to make sure he's able to go ahead and eat something. In fact, the Gemara, really, Ihachi, Gadonami, then even a kid who's older than the little baby, the 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, should be able to do it also if he's going to die. It's going to Gadol by Umdana. When it comes to a kid, that is, we need to work it out. Rashi says, Im Yachal Hamtin, Admotsu Shabbat, Shasa Beheter. You got to think it through. We're not sure what's going on, but when it comes to a baby, so then there's nothing to talk about, you do it immediately because that's going to be considered a sakana. So the Gemara, Katanami by Umdana. Let's also figure that out as well. Let's try to evaluate and see what the story is. So why is it we let him have it right away? I'm Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Stam Tinuk Mitsukane Tzachalav. A Stam Tinuk is considered a danger when it comes to the idea of milk, and therefore you don't just try to work it out. That itself is already considered right away in the state of danger. Abba Shaul Omer. We said at the end of the Brisa, Abba Shaul said, No Ganina Shenukim Behemet Torah Bayom Tov. Now, what exactly was the situation? What's he talking about? Edik is sakana. If we're talking about a case where it's sakana, so feel be Shabbos, not everything. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. Edik like a sakana. If it's not sakana, feel be Yom Tov Aser. It should be Aser to be done even on Yontif. And says the Gemara, no, we're talking about a case of Lotzricha. We're dealing with this where there's pain. In other words, where the baby is in pain. He's not going to die, but he's in pain. Because what was the issue in the first place here? What exactly is the Isser? The Isser is an Isser of dush, of threshing. And Mefarik is what's known as a tolda of dush. It's something which is an offshoot of dush, which is also a doraisa. And that is Mefarik, right? So he holds a Mefarik when you're removing the milk from the udder. That's considered a Rashi's Cholev Biyadov Chayev Mishum Mefarik. The Davar Megidulo Vayonek Havi Mefarik, right? So Mefarik Davar Megidulo, and the Vayonek nursing is Haina Mefarik, Haide Shinoi, Haina Kilachiyad. That's considered Kilachiyad. The way that you would take the milk out of the udder was not generally by nursing, it would be like squeezing it out. So the fact that it's done this way, it's kilachia, that's why we allow it to happen. So Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, it's her skila, which is her skila for a person that goes ahead and is involved in this, and goes around, and there goes there in such a case, that you're not even allowed to do unika, you're not even allowed to nurse from it. Yodo, when it comes to Yom Tov, this her lav, it's a lav, it's not skila if a person goes ahead and goes against it, then lo goes rabbanon, the rabbanon where not goes there, and in such a case, they allowed the baby to go ahead when they are in pain to go to nurse, even though it wasn't a life-threatening situation. Vaita trying to figure this out. Shema lo sochlum ki sheketzim. You cannot go ahead and eat them because they are disgusting. What are we talking about here? Creepy crawlers. Things that the Torah tells us is disgusting to be involved in eating it. Rashi says, "Kro yiserehu dok siva saris hayre b'shotzim." We've already had many times in the pesukim we've spoken this out. So this seems to be an extra pasuk. Lo sa'achilum, don't cause other people to eat it. Oh, what is that telling you? Lahazir gedolim alekatan. This is that the gedolim have to warn the young ones. My lav, isn't this coming to tell you? Damer lohu lo sochlu. They have to tell the kid who's a katan, don't eat it. Meaning he's eating it, so you have to tell him not to eat it. So pretty straightforward that we see that you do have to stop the kids. Says Gemara lo. What that means is the lo lispu lehu be a dime. We don't go ahead and give it to them with your hands. We can't feed it to them. But it doesn't talk about the fact of whether you stop or not. Toshima, let's try again. You're going to see they actually stop them. Says, well, we're going to try. Kol nefesh mikem lo sochel dam. Every soul from you don't have dam, don't have blood. Now, this also, Rashi says, is kroy yiseru, it's extra. Dok siva soris har beigar bedam. Says it many times. So, lahazir gedolim akatanim. My love, damri lehu lo sochel. Tell them to not eat. Lo, and says, dole lipsu lehu beidam. You're not allowed to give it to them in order to go to eat. Let's try again. Toshima emor ve'omarta. Says the Pasukin, Vayikra Chafal Falpa Kohanim, Vayomer Shema Moshe, Emor Lekohanim B'nei Aaron, Ve'amarta Aleim, Lenefesh Leitom Abamav. Don't become tummy. Says Emor Ve'amarta. Says Rashi, Shtei Asharis Halalu, Lama, Lahazir Gedolim Gitanim, Shalo Yitamu. Must be that we're telling them not to do. Says Gemara, Lahazir Gedolim Gitanim. My love, Damer Lehu, Lo Titamu. Isn't to tell them not to become tummy? Meaning if they are, they have to stop. Lo means the Lo Litamu will be a dime. You're not allowed to actively go out and make them tummy, but it's not telling you to stop them. So we don't have a rye over here. Utsrichi, and we needed to say all all these cases to teach us the concept that you're not allowed to do it by a dayim. The Ashbinim Shkatzim, who just would have spoken the idea of Shkatzim, and that is that you're not allowed to feed them Shkatzim by a dayim. Beep, turn the page. Goofy down on my base. Bishum the Isur and Bamashu. That's because we know Shkatzim, the Isur is Bamashu with the tiniest amount. Rashi says, Beka Adosha Kitumasan. With the adasha in their tumma. That is Rashi is pointing out that just like a these creepy crawler thingamajigs, that they are metame with a kadasha, with the size of a lentil. So therefore, eating the shkatzim would also be from the size of a adasha. About dam, when it comes to dam, da adikravia, it's the only time you're going to be over the iser. We're going to be chayav is when you have a revius of dam. Say malo, then I would say no, we're not. It's okay. We don't need to be told you're not allowed to go and give it to him. V'yash min adam, if it would have said the word adam, then that's what it would have said, that you have to, stop, you're not allowed to give it to them. Mishum de'ika kares. That's because dam, person's dam is kares. Of a shratzim, when it comes to shratzim, it's not kares, aim alo. You get malchus over being of a lav. So you wouldn't say, you wouldn't need, I wouldn't have said that. So v'yash min hani ta'at, if it would have said both of those cases, then mishum de'isum and shum of a kol. Those things are served by everyone. About tumma, when it comes to tumma, which is only by kohanim, aim alo, I wouldn't say it. V'yash min tumma, if I just would have said tumma, then kohanim shiny, I would have said they're different. Mishum de'ribo mahem mitzvah seseris, they have many mitzvahs of a hani, but the rest of them, no, Emelah wouldn't have said it. Therefore, it's Richo. We needed to say all these cases. Toshima, Toshima, wah, 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 wah. Let's keep trying. Says the Gemara, Shnei Achim Echa Pikech Echa Cheresh. We have two brothers. One of them, as we saw earlier, one of them is a pikeach, regular straight-up guy. The other one is a deaf mute. Nisun shtecho is pikeach samarit, the two sisters that are straight-up women. Everything's great. Meis cheresh bal pikachas. Let's say the cheresh, the one that's a deaf mute, he goes and he dies, the one who's married to the regular woman. Mayas a pikeach bal pikachas. What should he now do about the yibam? The answer is teitzi mishim chosisha. Nothing to do because he's married to the sister and the chosisha. Therefore, out, nothing to talk about. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What happens if the one who's a pikeach, the regular straight-up marriage to the regular straight-up woman, mayas acheres bal pikachas, what should he do? The answer is, now, what's the issue here? The issue is that the deaf-mute guy married to the regular woman, that is a derabanan to get marriage, and therefore, since derabanan, now we have a deraisa of yibam that falls to her. Falls to him, what does he do? Motzi is he so he get. He has to send his wife out with a get. Ve'ishas alchav asur li'olam. And his brother, his wife, is going to be usher forever. Amai, motzi is he so he get. What shall you have to send her with a get? Tisav gabe, let her just stay there. Katan ochon nevelesu. It's just a case. Isn't this a case, which is basically like a katan, like a lad who's eating nevela? We know that a cheresh is similar to, like a katan, because he doesn't have the proper state of mind, proper das. So why don't we just let him stay there? Oh, so the fact that we're saying that you have to go ahead and separate them must be that you do have to go and stop a katan from doing some sort of avera. This goes against our pedasas. No, mishum isur dida. Right? The reason why we're stopping over here is because of her iser. Rashi explains that the woman, the pikachas, she's a bas onshin, and therefore she has to actually go out because she's not allowed to be with him. Okay, fine. So Toshima, let's try another answer. Toshima, we're going to show that we're going to try to attempt to show how you actually do have to stop the kid. Shneachim pikim lechoy nisuin. If you have two brothers that are pikim, straight up brothers, in other words, they're not deaf mutes, they're not anything, they're regular guys, and they're married to shteachoyus achas pikachas achas chireshes. One of them is straight up, and the other one is a chireshes. We switched. The other one we talked about, the brother was, I believe that was the case we brought up before. Cheresh, where are you? We said two brothers. Yeah, before we had one of the brothers was cheresh. Now we have one of the women is a chereshes. Meis pikeach, and now the pikeach bal chereshes. He dies. Mayas a pikeach bal pikachas. What should he go and do? And it says teitzim shem echosisha. Nothing to talk about. They're regular marriage. The other one wasn't, and therefore she just goes out. When her sister's it's his wife's sister. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. But what happens if the straight up everyone they died? So now the woman falls to the other brother who's also a straight up guy, but the sister is a chereshes. Mayas a pikeach bal chereshes. What should he do? Motzis ishto beget. Now he's had the right to the kazika going on. He sent her with the get. Ve'ishes achus b'chalitza. And that was brother's wife. He does chalitza. V'amay motzis ishto beget. Why have to send her with the get? Tisav gabay. Why don't we let her stay there? right? Because it looks like katan ochel nevelos, because she doesn't have the proper state of mind. The fact that you go and you're sending out must be because, again, you have to stop it. And he says, no, now we flipped it. Mishum Yisir today, because of his isser of staying with her, that's why we go ahead and we have to send her out. Amarava, let's try. This is the last try before the end of the perek. Toshima, let's try to see that what? You do have to stop a katan against Rafidas. Right, because why? It says Shnei Achim. They're two brothers. Echad Cheresh, Echad Pekeach. One of them is a deaf mute, and the other one is straight up. Nisun L'Shtei Chayis, the two sisters. Achas Pekeachas, Rechas Chereshes. One is one of the other type. Meis Cheresh, Baal Chereshes. And the Cheresh married the Chereshes, the Pekeach married the Pekeachas. Meis Cheresh, Baal Chereshes. If the Cheresh Chereshes, Mayas, the Pekeach, Baal Pekeachas. The answer is Teitzim, Mishum, Echos Ishto. Same thing we talked about all along. Their marriage is Darabana, and the other one's a Darai. So therefore, this one falls to one of the Darabana to Gazach. The answer is they don't have to do a thing because it's a sister of his wife. Meis Pekeach, Baal Pekeachas. Oh, now what happens if the competent straight up girl falls to the deaf mute brother? Maya Sacheris Baal Chereshes. Mostly she should get sent out the get. Veishes Achavas Surulim is the answer forever. Aiva Acha Delavi Sura Dida Eika. There's no Isser for her over here. Velavi Sura Dida Eika. There's no Isser for him over here. We have both over here. The guy's a cheresh, the girl's a cheresh. So what's the issue? Why do you have to go and send her out? For Katani Motzi Shisha Baget, you have to send her out. So what do you see? That you have to stop them from being involved in Isurim. Oh, so it's going to know. I'm Rav Shmaya Gezer Mishum Ataris Yavam Lashok. You can't give a rye over here because the reason that we're sending her out is really you wouldn't have to send her out. But as the Durabana, we're going to send her out because we're worried that a person's going to end up allowing this woman who falls to him just to go to the shuk without doing anything over here. That is what? That is that if you have the deaf-mute Yavam and his deaf-mute wife, you let them stick together. They don't have to break it up. Then what's going to happen? People are not going to realize because of the fact that they're called Ketanim, we just leave them, even though that is the case. But rather, what they're going to think is that the Durabonantika marriage that they have over here made the Yavama, the Raisibig Yavama, into a sister that just goes out with nothing, which we know is not so. And if they do that, then they're going to end up going and married to the Shuk. And that's also to not allow that to happen, which is the Doraisibiga thing. Therefore, we go ahead and we said that they have to go ahead and they have to separate. But again, we did not knock off Rav Pedas. He survives this onslaught. Hajan Allah, Chere, you know what I mean? I guess let's take a look again. By the beginning of the parak, Kufya Beis and Beis. We said Hajan Alach. Let's do it. Chere Shenasa Pikachas Pikeach Shenasa Chereshes. Okay, Viter. Now we're Yotze. Let's go on to the next parak. Let's begin the new Mishnah in the 15th parak, the second to last parak in Maseches Yevamos. My friends, we are rocking through this. Here we go. Says the Eliga Mishnah. Isha Shalchal Hiu Baylam Dinas Yam. You have a woman. She goes with her husband. They go on a vacation. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, and they go to Key Largo. Bermuda, Bahama. One second. Aruba, Jamaica. Okay, Aruba, Jamaica, Bermuda, Bahama. Anyway, point is that Isha Shalom Beino Lebeino V'Shalom Ba'olam. And there's peace. They have peace with each other. There's peace in the world. Meaning there's no reason to think that she's lying over here, or no reason to think that maybe she just jumped the gun because there's some sort of war, and that's why he died. Uba V'Arma Mizbaili. She comes one day into Beis, and she says, my husband died. What is the din? Tinasei. Because of what she said just now, we allow her to go ahead and get remarried. We believe her. First Rashi in the parak spells out what we spoke about. Rashi said, let's read inside. V'shalom ba'olam she'ein shas chirim. It's not an emergency situation where they are. The tamer b'dedami ma'umad liba impirish. Impirish himenu chodesh chushayim. If she separated from him for a month or 2 months, vaday ho velo chazer her gul listim. She's like, oh, must be he's dead. The ho velav shascherim. This is not a damn emergency. Ilo chazisa the miss. If he didn't see that, if she didn't see that actually died, then chay shel kulkula. She's worried about her getting messed up because Shemi Yovel Achashini says maybe she's gonna get remarried and he's just gonna show up one day with him kukelas kedam beisharaba lo amar b'dedami. So now, in a case where such a case, we allow it to get remarried. Mace Bailey, and also let's say she comes back and she says, my husband died, and this husband had a brother. She could say that, and Tisyabim, we allow that based on what you just said, to do Yibam. Shalom Beino Lebeino Milchama Balam. What happens if there's peace between the two of them, but there's actually war in the world? There's where they went. Maybe there's a problem. Kitata Beino Lebeino Shalom Balam. Well, I said there's a fight between the two of them, but there's really peace in the world. Rashi says, Yishlomer Mitoch he wrote to her to ask more love. She, because she hates him, she wants to ask herself on him. Ubasava armor made by this because my husband died, in an amenas, we do not believe her. Because maybe the whole reason is why she's pointing out is because she wants to mess over her husband. She's gonna have all these ceremonies, she's not gonna be allowed to be with him anymore, and she's fine with that. She's good and dandy. Rabbi Huda Amar Bida says the Olamain and Amenas Helim Kane Basa Bocha Ubagodea Kruam, they should never believe that she comes in crying and her clothing are torn in a way that, like, okay, it makes sense that her husband is dead. And this is even in a case where you're dealing with everything is peaceful and everything is great. Amr Lo, they said back to him, Achazuv Achazu Tinase, with or without all these signs you described, she's allowed to go get remarried. Says the Hilga Gemara, Tana Shalom Beino Lebeino, the reason why I spoke about the idea of whether there's peace between him and her is the Kaboy Lemiste Kitata Beino Lebeino. I wanted to discuss the case of whether there's Kitata, whether there's some sort of fight between the two. Tana Shalom Ba'olam, the reason why I spoke about Shalom Ba'olam is Bishum to Kaboy Lemiste, the Milchama Ba'olam, because it wanted to go and talk about the case, needs to talk about the case when there is no peace in the world, when there is actually a war going on wherever they may be located. Amar Rav, Rav says, my time in the Milchama, what is pshat that it was during Milchama that we don't believe her? Mishum da Amra bididame, because she may come to say something which it seems to be that this is the case, says Rashi. Me'umad liba, va'afagav deluchazise, the miss. It's what her heart feels, even though she didn't see that he's dead. Could the priestess discover the svaras alkadaita bechol hani de iktul hu palit bitamia? Let me try that again because you're a bit mea, right? Because the Safara she holds, Safra, Sakataita Bechol Hani, the Ikto, who Polit? Is it, to me, is it possible that everybody, you know, with these people dying left and right, but he survived, right? So Sakataita Bechol Hani, says Gemara, Sakataita, she thinks, Bechol Hani, the Ikto, who Polit? Is it possible that everybody here is being killed, but he's able to get out, okay? He made it out. Imtim Salomar Kirman, the Shalom Bein Olabina, Natra Ad the Chazia. And if you want to say that Kevan de Shalom, since they had peace between them, Nacha de Chazia, she's going to guard and wait until she actually sees him dying. But if she doesn't see him dying, then she won't say that. Zimnin de Machu Lebegire Oberumcha Vesavet Vademe. Sometimes you can see that he got hit with an arrow, got hit with a spear. And then she'll say, oh my gosh, he's definitely dead, even though maybe he didn't die yet. Ve'ika de Avid Samtere V'chaya. Maybe what happened was is they saved him, he was able to be saved, and actually he was able to live. Tachboshe, says Rashi, some sort of bandit, and then he actually survived. That's why, if it's during war, even if they're at peace with one another, still we won't believe her because we're worried she's going to jump the gun, even if she goes and she's going to end up seeing him, something happened to him, and thinking for sure that he died. Okay, so now we see that if things are at peace with each other, but there's war, or if things are at war, they're not at war, but there's not peace with each other. So what about other types of situations? Do we also think that she's going to jump the gun? So we said war is one example where she'll jump the gun. Rava wanted to say that when there's a ravon, when there's a famine, and then the woman comes and says that her husband died in famine, that we would say that actually we would believe her. When it comes to war, her husband's maybe dying or things are going on. Even if she sees an arrow, she's going to run away. She's nervous what could happen to her. But when it comes to Lomar B'didami, she wouldn't say, like, I think that he's dead when it comes to a famine, because she would never leave his side. She would stay there until he actually ends up dying, in which case, if she says it if there's famine in the land, that we actually would believe her to say that he is dead, there's nothing to worry about. But then he changed his mind. Hadam or Rava then said, no, Rava and Hareyuk and Muhammad actually is like Muhammad, and therefore we can't accept what she says over here. We wouldn't allow her to get remarried based on that, because maybe he is B'didami. Dahi, Da'asa, L'kamei, D'Rava, Amr Lay, Bali Meserav. There's a story. One time this woman came and said, my husband ended up dying from a Rav, from famine. Amr Lay, who says to her, Shapir Avad, she's after Nafshech. He pulls a move on her. Rashi says that Lenasosa is testing her to grab her within her words. She's like, wow, you did, smart of you. Like, I'm so sorry to hear what you're telling me, but it's a good thing that you left your husband and you ran away from this famine so that you shouldn't get caught up in it also, and you know that you survived. Salkadaitach de Bahu Porta de the nafafisa, the shavakle havachai. Like, is it possible that the little bit of flour that you left him, he was able to live? There's no way he could have lived with that little bit of amount that you left him. Amrle, she says back. Amrle, mar nami yada ki ay gavna lochai. She said, yeah, I see. You also get it that it's impossible for him to have lived by having that little amount of food. Rashi says, alma amr b'didami. She outright said, yeah, it's true. There's no way he could have lived when I left him with that food. Mishum hay ma'isa hadavei Rava. And because of that, Rava retracted on his statement, realizing that people would even walk away from their husbands even if they're completely dead, assuming that they're going to die. Hadamei Rava. And then he went even more and he said, Ravan griyam milchama. He said, not only is it that Ravan is not like milchama, but it's even worse than milchama. Dila milchama kiyamra meis ba'ili ba'milchama huda lo mehemna. Because when it comes to a case of war, and when she says, Lashon of my husband died in the war, that's when we don't believe her. But if she said the words that he died in his bed, then we would believe her, even if it's during a time of war. The only time when we're going to believe her when it comes to a famine is when she says, yeah, that he died and I buried him. So we see that's even more of an intense circumstance of what's necessary in order to make sure that she's going to get out of this issue to be able to remarry. Another case would be a mapolis. A mapolis is if something collapses, a building collapses. We say that it's like melchama, and that the same situation over here, that we wouldn't believe her testimony based off that, because she's going to, you know, come up with some ideas of hearsay. Shiluach nechashem akrabim. And the same idea that you have like snakes or scorpions that show up one day, that's also like a mechama. And that until she's going to come up with some idea in her mind without actually being able to, without seeing it. Dever, when it comes to Dever, which is a plague, and she comes back and says her husband died. Some say this is like a mechama. Some say it's not considered like milchama. Some say it's like a milchama. She's going to say, yeah, it seems to be that he actually died without knowing. And some say, it's not considered like a milchama. Because they're relying, like the old people say, shav shnin hava mosanna, ve'inash beloshne lo azil. This is the old saying, that there could be a plague for 7 years, but a man without years doesn't go. Meaning a person who didn't finish off the years of his life doesn't end up dying, meaning to say that it's possible that he actually survived. So when the wife doesn't actually see him dead, she wouldn't go ahead and say that he's dead. And if she does, then that means that that we could actually go ahead and believe her. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.